In this CYSC, we have climbed up two mountains already, right? The first mountain, the Mount of Olives. We follow Jesus' footstep early in the morning, climb up to the mountain to be close to God. The second mountain, what was that? The Mount of Camel, right? Elijah climbed up to the mountain to battle with the idol, the false prophet. And he win. He won. And then the heaven shower came down afterwards. So we come here to battle for the idol in our life, in our heart. After that, you go down to the mountain, go back to where you live, the shower of blessing will follow. Now we climb up to the third mountain. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Verse 14. Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to these days, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Oh, what was the mount? If we look into verse 2, then he said, take your own son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Go to the land of Moriah, right? This is the name of the mountain. On top of that mountain, Abraham experienced God will provide. And on top of the mountain, Abraham was blessed. You know, when we were born, we only know one thing. What? Cry, yeah. If we don't cry, our parents will be crying, right? Because cry will help you to be independent, right? And now you can receive oxygen. Your lung can be expanded. And crying is a way of exercise. When we are born, our responsibility is zero. You only know how to cry, then it's good enough, right? And one day we want to get married. According to the definition of Bible, what is marriage? If you don't know, you cannot get married. What is marriage according to the Bible? You don't know. Marriage means leave your parents and then cling with your wife, right? The third one, two shall be one. This is called marriage. So simple, right? So what does that leave my parents? Leave my parents doesn't only mean to pack your everything and you go. It's not so simple, right? Leave your parents means be independent, being mature. That's called deep your parents, which means you have to take responsibility 100%. At that time, you can get married. So are you ready? When you can be independent 100%, you can get married. Okay? You cannot, after get married, and call your parents, pay you rent. All right? After you have a baby, and you count the time, when my mother exactly retired at that month, I had baby. Oh, right? You cannot do that. Yes, as the children of the Asian parents, we are very much well sheltered, right? You didn't suffer anything. But when you want to get married, 100% take care of responsibility, right? You know, the days to come is more difficult than your parents' generation. You know, in the United States, the debt is not only mountain high. The debt almost reached to the moon. This generation is using next generation's asset. So in your generation, the life will be even more difficult. So when we try to take care of our own responsibility 100%, all of a sudden you find out the life is so stressful. So what can I do? One thing will make our life very much different. What's that? God's blessing. God's provision. So this is a very wonderful promise. In the month of the law, it shall be provided. In a particular location, the month of the law. Only in that location, you are going to experience the law will provide. Just like you go back home, right? Your parents provide everything. Provide your tuition so you will not be indebted. Just like a lot of people, after they graduate, they are indebted. It takes 10, 20 years to repay the debt. You go back home, a lot of time your parents prepare the car. Even your parents fund you to have fun, go out to have fun. So we have a spiritual parent, our father, and he is waiting to provide our needs. So faith is not only conceptually, I agree there is God. Faith is not only a lot of knowledge, theological knowledge, I'll compare into my brain. Faith is a relationship. Remember, faith is a relationship. You agree there is God, that's good. We acknowledge there is God is good, but our relation with God is the most critical, important in our faith. So if we have good relation with God, then God will provide. Definitely, God will provide. Then how to develop a good relationship with God? God will provide. Usually we quote a verse. You are very well versed about this one. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Start from verse 31. It talk about, do not worry what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. All this kind of necessity, your Father know it. Your Father in heaven know it. Right? And then, what can you do? 33. You seek his kingdom and righteousness first. All of this will be given to you. Look, there's a sequence. Seek the kingdom and righteousness first. Kingdom, God's kingdom, is invisible. It's intangible. His righteousness is something spiritual. It's intangible. If we seek the kingdom and righteousness first, we put an effort into spiritual pursuit. His kingdom and his righteousness, and all of this will be given to you. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean the heaven will fall down, the food and clothes and everything you need. We know in order to buy food, buy clothes, buy our daily necessity, we need money. And money come from where? Come from your job. So if we seek His kingdom and righteousness first, God will provide you a job. Make in today's sense. In the United States, if you ask a real estate agent, you look into the statistics, every about 6 to 7 years, people sell the house. How come? Because once your job changed, you will be relocated. Then you have to sell your house. You will have to buy a new house. So nowadays, it's difficult to work in a company from you are 23 years old until you are 65, right? Usually 6-7 years, you change your job. So until you retire, you probably change 5-7 job already. But as a Christian, the children of God, anytime our old job finished, we have no worry. Why? Because in the mind of the Lord, it shall be provided. Make sure we climb up to the mountain, then you are going to experience it will be provided. So you don't worry about tomorrow. How come? Because God will take care of tomorrow. We only worry about today, then, right? And God will use His grace to cover today all our needs. So as a Christian, the most fundamental experience is our daily needs. God take care of it. That is the most basic and fundamental experience. So we don't have to worry because God will provide. Now we look back into this story. How did God provide? Now, let's come back to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. This is a very old story, but we need to give the old story a new insight so we can follow the insight, inspiration to live a new life. Verse 22, verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountain of which I shall tell you. God wants to test Abraham about what? How important God was in the heart of Abraham. Just like you go to school for a period of time, the school is going to give you a test to see how much you understand about the class. So we come here, CYSE, we learn a lot. That's only a knowledge. But how much we really believe on what we know, then you have to be tested. And how can God test us? God tests us in every decision. When you want to make decision, every decision, God tries to test us. And how God tests us? In every knowledge of God's will, God tests us to see whether we want to follow His will. So now the test is quite difficult. Give me what? Your only son, Isaac. And that is the one you love. And that only son. Why? Because when you offer to God, you have no more. And then that son was born when Abraham was very old, almost 100 years. When Abraham offered that son to him, to God. He has no son anymore. His wife cannot give birth anymore. And it's the one you love. You know, when you offer the one you love, it's just like a knife cut into your heart. That one, are you waiting to offer to me? Oh. So now, how can we win the heart of God? Oh. Right? Abraham, he packed a wood, and then he traveled for 3 days, climbed up to the mountain. 3 days. How come God did not ask him, just offer your son outside? Oh, right. It's more convenient, right? Climb up 3 days. Oh. 3 days means every step, every moment, every hour, you are closer to losing your son. Are you really, you want to do it? Oh, you think about 3 days. Are you really, you want to do it? Second day, right after you sleep, I still want to do it. Oh, now, tomorrow morning, continue the journey. Right? After the end of second day, you think about one whole night, right? Are you still want to do it? If you don't want to do it, you can return, go back, right? After whole night thinking, okay, I still want to do it. So think about 3 days. So our love towards Jesus Christ is not a decision of impulse, right? All of a sudden, I love God, I want to do this and that, and tomorrow you get up, oh, I repented. Oh, right. I love God, I offer so much money tomorrow. We think about, can I ask the church council to return my money? Oh, right. No, it's not in that way. Oh, love can go through your ration. Oh, you really want to do it, you think about 3 days, and you start to do it. Oh, give the best to God. That is a test Abraham faced. And he go through 3 days on top of the mountain and give his best one, the one he loved to God. But what does that mean today to us? So when we are in school, you know, every moment is very precious. But are we waiting to separate a period of time every day and give that moment to the Lord and kneel down and praise him and kneel down and give thanks to him and kneel down to be close to him. That's the most basic one, right? And then when we are reaching to searching for a job, what is the first criteria we are thinking about? High income? Or what? More possibility of promotion or self-fulfillment, actualization? Are these three the top three I'm considering? Well, if you only consider that three things, probably you will end up in Wall Street, end up in Manhattan, right? You work 15, 14 hours a day and you have a very high-paid job. And you are so busy to a point that after you finish your job, you are already exhausted. On the Sabbath day, you don't want to move anymore. Why? Because too tired. You want to rest. So next Monday, you can continue your job, your responsibility. Yes, pay is very high. And the potential, the future has great potential. But where is God? Right? Where is God? Now, how can you serve God when you dedicate ourselves 10 to 12 hours a day? How can we take care of our family when we dedicate ourselves so much time in our job? How can we take care of ourselves physically, have the time to exercise and enough to rest when we engage our job for 14, 15 hours a day? Then job become our idol. Job already replaced God. Job it become God. So when we think about taking a job, the first priority is, what should we do so I can serve God when I'm working? What can I do so I can have enough time for my spiritual cultivation? What can I do so I have enough time to be close to my family? What can I do so I have enough time to take care of my health? Once we put this into consideration, probably Our job is not a dream job that other people is pursuing after. Our job may be not the most high income. Our job may be not the most famous company. Our job may be not most possibility for promotion. But we give up the best to the Lord. In that right moment, we cry up to the top of the mountain. In that right moment, we experience God will provide. So Abraham, not only he did not lose his son, God prepared a lamb for offering. And God, he received the blessing from heaven to the earth. Do you want to receive blessing from the heaven to the earth? If we want, climb up to that mountain. Give up the best to the Lord.